I have to go next because I want to go next to Representative Tara Costa Howard with the 48th District. This is a Lombard Glen Ellen Oak Brook Terrace. Tara, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Thank you very much for having me.
I'll tell you, every day I could do nothing but talk about unemployment insurance benefits for people in Illinois.
I know that feeling. We get a lot of calls in my office about it, and we're doing the best that we can to help all of our constituents address the unemployment issue.
And that's not why I called you, but just while I've got you on the line, I'm going to start with that. Anything you can do as a state representative to figure out how to get IDES to be more responsive, I'll make you king. I'll make you president. I'll make you czar of Illinois, whatever you want. That system is not running efficiently. I'm sure you know that.
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, it is not running efficiently. It was an outdated system before the pandemic hit. And actually, somebody gave a great analogy. It is like a snake that swallowed an elephant, because that's what it's like trying to deal with the number of calls and the claims and, you know, legitimate concerns that people have. And so in our office, we're doing the best that we can to meet the needs of our constituents.
I noticed that you're one of the Democrats that has said Mike Madigan needs to step down from his current position. Is that right?
That is correct.
So just tell me about your relationship with Mike Madigan, the Speaker of House for the state of Illinois, your constituent, and you guys are both in the Chicagoland area. Have you been an ally of his all along? Have you all worked together?
Well, I don't know if I would say an ally. I mean, I'm a member of the Democratic Party of, in Illinois. I'm a Democratic legislator. And so, you know, I have Democratic principles. And so when we have legislation that is fits that, then that's what we work on. You know, I think a lot of people have these assumptions that you are out having, you know, dinner and barbecues with the speaker on a regular basis. And that's just simply not how it works.
Well, as a broadcaster, I can tell you he is utterly inaccessible. I don't know how close you get to him, how much FaceTime or ear time you get from him, but he doesn't respond to us. What's it like trying to get his attention for you?
I mean, when I've had an issue that I needed to discuss with him, I would make an appointment. And when I was in Springfield, and I would have an opportunity to have a conversation. I'll be honest, that didn't happen very often. I probably keep count on one hand. But, you know, this is not a personal issue. This is about what's best for the people of the state of Illinois.
So are you asking him to step down from his speakership, or do you think he should resign his seat in the House?
Well, I believe, you know, the people in his district make that decision for him, whether or not he will be their representative. I'm talking about his, that I believe he should be resigning as the Speaker of the House. This is a question, this is not about guilt or innocence, this is a question about leadership. And we have real problems in Illinois that need to be solved, and we need leaders who are ready to lead and can focus on the issues that we need to address. As I listen to your callers today, there's a lot of things that we need to deal with.
Why are you asking him to step down? I'd rather know the answer to this, but let's hear your spin on it.
Well, I believe that, again, this is about leadership.
It's about the investigation, though, right?
Right. Well, it's about the investigation, and I recognize he has not been charged. Again, he's entitled to due process. However, from my perspective, what ComEd, you know, in their verified statements, you know, said is that they were paid money to have favorable legislation called to the floor. And whether the speaker is, you know, everyone around him is involved. So in other words, if you didn't know what was going on, what kind of leader doesn't know what's happening around him? And the people who are using his name, that's not a good leader to me.
How plausible is it to you that he doesn't know?
You know what? I can't answer that. I am a lawyer by trade, and I can't answer that.
I can. I don't think it's plausible at all. He is the iron fist runner of the state legislature. He's the chair of the state Democrat Party. Everything touches Mike Madigan or goes through Mike Madigan. It is at best incompetence, but it's walking like a duck, if you ask me.
I understand what you're saying, and like I said, this is about leadership to me and the need to have new leadership to lead our party, to lead our caucus, and again, to lead the state of Illinois out of this global pandemic. The governor can't do it alone. He needs the legislature as well to do what we need to do.
Tara Costa Howard's on a phone line. So if he steps down, he keeps his seat, and then due process takes his case wherever it goes, right? Maybe he's charged with crimes, which he has not yet been. Maybe he's convicted, which has not yet happened. But until then, you would at least allow him to keep his seat.
Well, again, that is not, you know, we don't have rules that allow us to remove him. And again, there's an election in November, and the people of his district, that is their right to make that choice, whether he's their representative.
Well, they're going to vote for him. But does he color your party badly then? I mean, you know, we do a podcast here, and I visit with some people from WTTW, from the Chicago Tribune, from the Illinois Policy Institute, and from this radio station. We talk about issues every Thursday. We're going to record a podcast after the show today. And last week I said, well, you know, in Illinois, people don't like the Democratic Party. And they all kind of chuckled at it. They go, are you kidding me? Chicago, Illinois? It's a Democratic state. It's a Democratic legislature. And Lord, Chicago's Democrat. I said, I think people have a bad taste in their mouth, even though they keep voting for Democrats, because of the likes of a Mike Madigan. I think you are all fumed by him. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that that's part, you know, for me, that's part of the reason to stand up. I have said from day one that I am independent. If you look at my votes for my district, they are independent. They are not 100% Democrat votes. They are 100% 48th district. And yes, it is a question that I am asked repeatedly about, as you did, you know, my relationship to the speaker and what, you know, what I, you know, what my affiliation is. And the truth is, I am a Democrat. I hold Democratic principles. However, I am the person who represents my district. And my district doesn't look like the city of Chicago.
No.
Not even close. We are a district of people who, a loving community, a welcoming community that has very socially progressive values. However, when it comes to the economics, we have a very different sense of how money gets spent and how we need to view that.
Well,
and so I was elected to make sure that my district was represented, and I've got stuff to do. I have a job to do, and I don't need to be saddled with something that is simply not true on my behalf.
You're a Democrat representing Oakbrook Terrace. I wonder if they know that. So,
well, you know, to be fair, my part of Oakbrook Terrace is very small, but, you know, predominantly I have Lombard, I have Glen Allen, I have Wheaton, I have a part of Downers Grove. And so, you know, I don't hide who I am.
No.
I am a Democrat. I don't hide that. But I stand up for the values of my district.
Okay, here's my last question for you, because I'm going to break for the news here. But that is,
Sure. Should
there be a term limit for the speakership? How about that?
I believe that there should be a term limit for our leaders. Obviously, it allows for no one individual or group of people to accumulate a map that much for fear and control. So, right, that is what we, you know, I think that is absolutely important. And there's, you know, ethics reform legislation out there that we keep talking about that is going to address some of those issues.
I'm glad to hear that. You represent the 48th District, Lombard and Company, Tara Costa Howard. I'm going to call you again, Tara. I think this is the first time you and I have visited. I've enjoyed it. Let's talk again, okay?
Absolutely. Anytime.
By the way, you betcha. Thank you. And just looking at the text line, I can see that a lot of you would prefer that we talk more about IDES. And since they won't come on, maybe we will start to put some legislators on and just ask them, hey, that's your house too. Let's get this thing fixed. It's 11:31.